The Green Street Mortuary Band by Lawrence Ferlinghetti. The Green Street Mortuary Band marches right down Green Street and turns into Columbus Avenue, where all the cafe sitters at the sidewalk cafe tables sit talking and laughing and looking right through it as if it happened every day in little old wooden North Beach, San Francisco, but at the same time feeling thrilled by the stirring sound of the gallant marching band, as if it were celebrating life and never heard of death. And right behind it comes the open hearse with the closed casket and the big framed picture under glass propped up showing the patriarch who has just croaked. And now all seven members of the Green Street Mortuary Marching Band with the faded gold braid on their beat-up captain's hats raise their bent axes and start blowing, all more or less together, and out comes the Onward Christian Soldiers, like you heard it once upon a time, only much slower and with a dead beat. And now you see all the relatives behind the closed glass windows of the long black cars, and their faces are all shiny, like they've been weeping with washcloths, and all super serious, like as if the bottom had just dropped out of their private markets. And there's the widow, all in weeds, and the sister with the bent frame, and the mad brother who never got through school, and Uncle Louie with the wig. And there they all are, assembled together and facing each other, maybe for the first time in a long time, but their masks and public faces are all in place as they face outward behind the traveling corpse up ahead, and oompa, oompa goes the band, very slow with the trombones and the tuba and the trumpets and the big bass drum, and the corpse hears nothing or everything. And it's a glorious autumn day in old North Beach, if only he could have lived to see it. Only we wouldn't have had the band, who half an hour later can be seen straggling back, silent, along the sidewalks, looking like hungover, broken-down Irish bartenders, dying for a drink or a last hurrah.